Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
An American icon has died.
What's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Another Republican's in the running for president.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president.
It's been a year since the Uvalde school shooting.
Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
You're simply the best.
The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, died today at 83. CBS's Allison Keys takes a look back at her iconic career.
I'll never keep on burning.
That voice. Those moves, that talent, Tina Turner had it all and walked through fire to get there.
In the beginning, Ike was very good to me.
But she left Ike Turner in 1976 after years of abuse and shot to superstardom with her album, Private Dancer.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for...
Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on her influence.
She was the first African-American black artist on the cover of Rolling Stone and the first female.
Tina Turner died after a long illness at her home in Switzerland. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just made a big announcement on Twitter.
I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes. And we feel it in our bones.
He could be former President Trump's strongest Republican rival. Today marks 1 year since the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two teachers were killed.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. President Biden marked the passing of a year flanked by 21 candles.
It's time to act.
Mr. Biden again called on lawmakers to pass the gun reforms he's been proposing since his candidacy.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress passes some common sense gun safety laws to keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Bans on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines remain stalled. Republicans and a small number of Democrats oppose the proposals.
Still no debt deal in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president's team will continue to negotiate in good faith to reach a reasonable bipartisan budget agreement.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there have to be spending cuts.
The off-ramp here is to solve the problem, to spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult. They still want to spend more. You cannot do that.
The House goes on recess tomorrow, but members will have 24 hours to return to Washington if a deal's made. This is CBS.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Justice Department's been investigating President Biden's son, Hunter, for possible tax crimes. And now CBS's Jim Axelrod is talking with the IRS agent blowing the whistle on what he says is preferential treatment.
The whistleblower's name is Gary Shapley. He's a 14-year veteran of the IRS, a supervisory special agent. And he says that he and his team ran into what he calls a slow walking of the investigation into this highly sensitive target. He says there was preferential treatment. He could not name who the target was. CBS News can report that the target is Hunter Biden.
We're a skinny black girl descended.
Amanda Gorman's famous poem, The Hill We Climb, has now been pulled from a school in Miami after a parent complained it had indirect hate messages. Florida's been banning books on race, sex, and social justice. You are listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Typhoon Mawar made landfall as a Category 4 storm, and it is still slamming Guam with powerful winds and rain. North Carolina resident Trisha Regalia is stuck there.
I wasn't expecting to be stuck here for 5 days, and I'm actually getting married next week.
It is the strongest storm to hit the island in decades. Another round of layoffs at Facebook's parent company. CBS's Jason Brooks has details.
Meta employees announced on LinkedIn that they were let go in the latest round, with the cuts happening across a number of departments, including engineering, recruiting, marketing, and user experience. 10,000 Meta employees were cut in the last two rounds, totaling 21,000 layoffs over all three.
Target is removing some LGBTQ merchandise from its stores ahead of Pride Month. The retailer says it got intense backlash from customers, including some who got violent with workers. Bud Light faced similar reactions over its partnership with a transgender influencer.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Kids all over the world are hitting the metaverse and trading traditional lessons for virtual ones.
British students log into their metaverse school, connecting them with classmates from around the world. Using VR, not the magic school bus, they can shrink down to investigate the human body.
Up close to you.
It was really cool how I got to put the heart in a different place, because if you were in a normal classroom, you can't do that.
The technology can also help the past come alive. By bringing lessons to life, teachers say students learn more while literally reaching for the stars. Ian Lee, CBS News, London.
Netflix has started its crackdown on password sharing in the U.S. The streamer sent out emails yesterday, but warnings are now popping up when users log into their accounts saying only people you live with can watch. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Wednesday, May 24, 2023. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.